We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Roddy Jones and Wayne Cook, CSN All-Stars during football season, have been feeling so left out. They've got nowhere to go with their takes, except for Roddy Jones, who's all of a sudden popped up on Atlanta Morning Drive radio. Mike Hartzell, my dad, by the way, Roddy, texted me today.
Big Mike.
He texted me. He's like, hey, you know Roddy Jones on the radio in Atlanta? I was like, yeah, how's he sound? He's like, yeah, he sounds good. He sounds good. But hey, here's the deal. We also got El Cerberino kicking it with us. We're doing the Masters Pool today because Roddy has got takes on takes on takes. I don't even remember who won the Masters Pool last year. Who won the Masters Pool last year? Was it Serber?
I think it was Serber. I'm pretty sure it was Serber.
Yeah, I won.
I got
one
close
of those
to
pools,
winning, but
yeah, we did multiple, and I think I won the. I didn't win the first one. You did. What did we do? U.S. Open first.
Yeah,
Hartzell, you won. You won one of the golf pools we did. I won the other one.
Yeah, you won the Masters Pool. I do remember that. But Roddy was picking. Who did you pick last year? You picked like someone awful.
Look,
like,
that
you
was last year.
Terrell Hatton in the second round.
Yes. That's exactly who I picked. But that was last year. That was last year. And honestly, Stephen, the reason I've been bothering you about this is because I would watch the Masters, I think, without this. But it was so much fun watching it with people that I cared about and trying to beat you guys that I needed this again because it was fun. So I'm going to badger you every year until the end of time to do this.
Well, here's what's happened. You have badgered me to the point where we've made Wayne Cook wake up pre-dawn in California. Guys, he's a school teacher. He's got to go back to work. He's actually got somewhere he needs to be today. But Wayne jumped at the chance to spew some takes. So, Cookie, how you living, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm living good, man. The alarm went off way too early this morning, but that's okay. It's all good. We're starting to get back to a little bit of normalcy here. So I go back to work. We've got desks with plexiglass. We've got half our students online. We've got half. I mean, and you guys know me, right? Like, I'm using technology in a way that's probably way less than everybody else because I just want to talk. That's all I want to do. And I have to use all this tech. I've got an iPad going when I walk around like a GoPro. And I've got my other. It's just it's craziness. It's absolute craziness. But you know what? At least the kids are getting to get out of the house a little bit, which is a good thing.
Well, look, they're obligatory college basketball talk because the season just ended. Wayne's alma mater made a magical, unprecedented, like, what are you doing in the Final Four type of run. And Roddy's got some Gonzaga takes because he thinks that they are paper Tigers
got exposed
by a bunch of athletes for Baylor.
I'm gonna let Wayne bask in the glory of their Final Four run because UCLA's back.
Yeah. Well, so Roddy, thank you for saying that. And here's what's really, really cool. And you know this happens. All of us know that this happens when we have a school team that does really, really well, especially basketball, especially football. Everybody comes out. I mean, you're getting texts from Kareem and Jamal Wilkes, and Bill Walton, of course, is always everywhere, but you're getting, you know, Westbrook, you're getting Kevin Love, you're getting, I mean, people are like, man, this is so much fun. And you have to admit it. when every single game that the Bruins played in the tournament, all you heard was they can't win. It's been a great one, but they can't win. They can't win. And they just kept out-hustling, out-playing. And I think here's what's underestimated. The players are really good. They're not bad players. You don't get that far just with hustle. Yeah,
by UCLA
Johnny
standards.
Juzang,
by UCLA standards, they're not, actually.
No, you're right, and I said that. Listen, this is not the Westbrook, Kevin Love team that went to the Final Four with Ben Howland. It's not that talented. I agree. But it's going to be. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to be. They're going to start recruiting now.
Does Johnny Juzang stay?
No.
Because if everybody comes back next year, then UCLA's got a shot. They'll be experienced. They've got the run. But I think Johnny Juzang played himself into leaving.
Yeah. So here's the deal, though, Roddy.
Listen.
We all know sports. And one of the things I'll say about Johnny Juzang is he did. He got hot. He got hot, and he was making everything he did. And his confidence was off the charts. He needs to work on his ball handling if he's going to make it in the NFL, in the NBA, in my opinion. It's one of the things I notice a little bit, that he can work on his control. He can get better in some areas. And I wish more players would realize this. And I always use Norman Powell as a great example. Norman Powell stayed at UCLA for 4 years. And he's had a heck of a career. He did what he did in Toronto, and now he just signed a huge contract with Portland. I'm not saying that's the route for everybody, but I've also seen a lot of guys come out before they should. I mean, I don't know if you guys even remember it, but TJ Leaf was a really good player at UCLA years back. He left. He should never have left. He should never have left. And he went to Indiana, and he just kind of, you know, and I'm not bagging on the guy, but, you know, some of these guys, I think if they hang around, and I agree with you, Roddy, if these guys would hang around and play one more year, I think his stock would go even higher, because I think he's got more in him. I really do. I think he's got a lot to improve on. Now, yeah. I'll segue to you. Watching Baylor play, and I was watching with a buddy of mine who's a big basketball fan. He says, who would you rather have? Would you rather have big guys? Or would you rather have three freaking guards that are awesome in basketball now at any level? You want to have the guards. The athleticism of Baylor was off the charts, right? And those guards are incredible. They are so good. I personally didn't think Gonzaga had a chance right when the game started, they were outmatched.
I picked Baylor to win it all to start the tournament, and I picked him to play
Gonzaga.
Here we go. And I told Stephen at the very beginning,
really going out on a limb there,
thing.
Roddy.
No. Well, look, who was right? Like Gonzaga and Baylor in the championship game. The big thing is that 80% of America picked Gonzaga to win because all of you were so enamored with how they ran through the West Coast Conference. You go through the top 100 players, top 100 NBA prospects. Do you know how many of them are from the West Coast Conference?
Here we go.
Stop.
5. Do you know how many of those play on Gonzaga's team? 4. The other one plays on Pepperdine. So look, everybody all year was telling me, oh, Gonzaga's proven themselves to be a worthy undefeated team. They ran through the West Coast Conference. And they played some big teams in non-conference. It's one thing to get fired up for a non-conference game, a one-off against an Iowa or a Kansas or a Virginia. It's another thing when you have to go to Norman, Oklahoma on a Tuesday after an exam on Monday. Like, that's what college basketball is. And so, like, everybody who wants to anoint Gonzaga as this thing, are they talented? Yes, absolutely. But you know what the West Coast Conference doesn't have, or any of those other teams that they played in the one-offs? They don't have a dude that's going to be an NBA guy that can just decide, all right, tonight's my night, and I'm going to go off like Cade Cunningham.
Bro, Jalen Suggs is literally going to be a top 3 pick in the draft. Maybe a top 2.
He's on Gonzaga's team. What I'm saying is when you go through a conference that has topped is what the Big Ten was, it was what the Big 12 was, or the ACC is on a regular basis, or the Big East. Like, eventually you're going to run into a guy who's an NBA first round pick, and he's going to get hot, and you're going to lose. Gonzaga didn't have that. So going through the tournament, they played a 16, an 8, a 6, a 5, and then an 11 in UCLA, who was as hot as anybody. So I'm not saying Gonzaga wasn't deserving of some of the praise we heaped upon them, but people were talking about this team like it was 2012 Kentucky, and that's just not the case. Like, is Jalen Suggs a good player? Sure. Corey Kispert looks scared to shoot a 3-pointer because of how fast Davion Mitchell got there. Yeah. You know where that doesn't happen? The West Coast Conference.
Okay, so hey, Roddy, but when you're talking,
so
listen, I love
you,
this.
Man. I'm so
no, you shouldn't be, because everything you just said was correct.
Come on.
You could could see it.
Like, you, now, you I will, because it's like UCF making it and people being like, oh, well, why was Alabama able to run the football against? Because they don't play anybody that looks like Alabama.
It's funny because if you think about it, too, I feel a little bit bad for Suggs because that game hurt him. Because that game exposed him because there's NBA talented athletes on Baylor. The quickness and the size, they were grown men.
I think the way they
played, the physicality really exposed that everybody on Gonzaga looked like they were a little bit overwhelmed.
So I think when you look at Corey Kispert, if you touch that dude in the lottery, like, you are asking for it, bro. He was completely inept. Drew Timmy, they were talking about him getting drafted and potentially playing himself into a first round. The dude can't defend anybody at the next level. He won't be able to defend you or me. He may be able to go to score at LA Fitness for the rest of time because of his post moves.
But if you get that dude on a switch, reference on Gonzaga.
If you get that dude on a switch, like, he is done. Did you see the way the Baylor dudes looked at him when they got switched on him? They were like, oh, my God. Come on now. And Jalen Suggs, I think Jalen Suggs is going to be okay because over the course of that game, he got used to the speed of the game, and he was like, okay, I am athletic enough to play with these dudes. The rest of them, no way. And honestly, Ayayi was the other one that was like, okay, Ayayi, I think if he'd have played a full season of this, he'd be okay. Corey Kispert, Drew Timmy, like the rest of that crew, Nimhart, like those dudes were completely overmatched.
So to piggyback this, we've been saying the same thing. Roddy, we've been saying the same thing about football for years. You know, when people bring
it's Darwinism.
Teams,
like, bigger, faster, stronger.
It's like when
stronger.
You play – so the Pac-12 in basketball this year. You know, and I'm going to say this because I'm going to pat the conference on the back for
overachievers.
Well, no, maybe overachievers, but what people don't realize, and we've been saying this in football for a long time too, there's a lot of parity in the Pac-12, whether you like it or not. It may not be the highest level of parity, but it's parity. Like, in all of our sports, we've got really – good teams. Not to mention that Pac-12 sent two of the national championship was Stanford and Arizona. This was a good basketball season for the Pac-12. Made the Pac-12 a lot of money. Oregon State was like the last pick team in our draft, and they went very far in the tournament.
Yeah,
so there is talent. Like, people forget because people love the rag on the Pac-12. There are Power 5 conferences for a reason. They have to go through the gauntlet, as Roddy said. When you play week after week, when your supposedly easy game is still a tough matchup, it's difficult. It is very difficult. You have to be elite. And Roddy also made a great point. By going through a season where you have to play teams like that, you're more prepared. That's, I think, one of the flaws in football, because if you slip up, you don't get a chance to prove that you've earned the right still. You know what I mean? In basketball, you could still battle back.
Wayne, who's running the Pac-12 right now, by the way? Who's running the Pac-12? Alaska Airlines?
Come on.
Who's in charge out there?
Come on.
Maybe they're fine right now.
I want to say two more things before we get off this topic. The first is the part of the reason I had the animosity for Gonzaga going into this and that made me pick against them. Although I did think they were a really good team, I just think that we anointed them too soon.
Including yourself, because you had them going to the national championship game. But
which ended up being right, because they were in the easiest draw for a one seed, maybe since I can remember in the tournament.
Yeah,
I
mean, they earned
the
hard,
the toughest team. Even for this tournament, if you put them in any of the other four, like, it was just an all-time easy draw. And then the teams that were supposed to be good lost. So there you go. But anyway, it made us forget that this Baylor team was essentially the same team that won, 23 straight last year, and probably would have run away with the national championship last year because they were this good. Secondly, it made us forget that for the majority of the season until that three-week COVID pause, Baylor was not only the best defensive team in the country, which they weren't exactly when they came back, but they eventually got back to that point. They were also statistically throughout the season the best three-point shooting team in the country. When would you ever pick against the best three-point shooting team and the best defensive team? Like, the only reason people decided to ignore those two facts was because, Gonzaga is so good and they're gonna score with everybody. Like, get out of here, get off my timeline.
Hey, by the way, one quick example from the old days of a team that maybe didn't have to play in the toughest conference, the Tarkanian Running Rebels back in the day. They kind of went through everybody, but they had so much NBA talent on those teams back then. But they didn't necessarily play at UNLV. Yeah.
And Wayne, I want to get your take on this too, because I after the win against UCLA, I said it on the radio, And I was like, look, the thing about Gonzaga that I don't know is in a tight game, when you win a game like that, how do you bounce back? Because the course of the regular season, they didn't have to do it. They didn't play any close games.
Yep.
So, and you didn't have a loss that you had to reevaluate yourself. You're just running away with everything. And that's one of the values of playing a schedule that forces you to lose because a dude gets hot or forces you to play an overtime game and come back. Like, you don't have that experience of resetting and saying, all right, we got another, you know, you don't have a loss to Oklahoma State and then turn around and play Kansas the next week where you have to immediately refocus.
Oh, yeah, Kansas. No. I'm shaking.
No, that game hurt Gonzaga. It hurt their psyche.
That was a general statement.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest and answer that question fair.
Kansas is also touted as one of Gonzaga's big wins this year, so you can't have it both ways.
That's correct. Yeah, well, they dunk,
UCLA dunk overachieved. UCLA, we talked about it. The NBA talent is, you think of Juzang. So they played out of their minds. They had four guys in this game, and I said it before the Gonzaga game. I said UCLA can't have one guy play well and beat Gonzaga. They have to have four or five, and they did, and they still ended up losing at the end because they just didn't have the firepower. I think this team, even though people talk like they were a great – I don't think they're a great offensive team. I think they have to be hot. They just out-hustle people. So I think Gonzaga, when they left that game, were thinking we might not be as good as we think we are. I really do. I think they struggled to beat a team that on paper – they were a 14-point favorite, you guys. When does that happen in a Final Four?
Not very often.
And the other thing that we conveniently sort of overlooked was the depth issues at Gonzaga. They played seven dudes the entire year. And like even I didn't really consider that. But once Jalen Suggs gets in foul trouble 6 minutes into the game or 4 minutes into the game and he comes out, I sat there thinking, oh, like they're only going to have six dudes now. And that's not going to be really good for them against a Baylor team that's going to go 10 deep. I mean, like, they're Florida State in the number of people they can roll into a game. So all of those things, like, that kind of stuff typically doesn't get tested when you're just running away with every single game other than the occasional go out of a conference and play in Iowa or a Virginia or a Kansas.
Serber, the podcast description for this episode is going to be CSN Masters Pool. Skip the first 20 minutes so you don't have to sift through Roddy's Gonzaga basketball takes.
What are we doing?
Here's the thing. I'm going to make the segue to golf.
Felt good to get that.
I'm going to make the segue to golf because this is an original thought that I actually think, because of the fact that Gonzaga lost by 16 in the national championship game, proves it even more. Gonzaga is the Dustin Johnson of college basketball. Hear me out here. Hear me out. Everybody knows who Dustin Johnson is, even folks who don't follow golf or
you
watch
hate
golf.
Dustin Johnson.
They
you
think they know who he is. He is a made man. He has arrived. Everyone knows who Gonzaga basketball is. Your mom knows who Gonzaga basketball is. They've been making the tournament for 25 years in a row. Hear me out. What does Dustin Johnson do in majors? He underperforms. Guy's got two. All right, he's the reigning Masters champ, and we're going to get into the Masters pool pick-up.
Leave it to
bit.
Hartzell to say a guy that won two majors is underperforming.
And also is the defending champ.
Unfreaking real. Unbelievable.
The guy's ranked number one in the world. He is
historic.
A choke artist, okay?
If you're not Alabama,
historic performance
you
in last year's Masters.
Bro, Pebble Beach, British Opens, whistling straights, grounding your club
in
a bunker.
Do it in a major. Do it in five majors.
That's college basketball, isn't it? Do it when it counts. Look, Roddy, your whole argument is based on the fact that Gonzaga lost, so it helps your narrative. These guys have been frauds all year. Okay?
My whole argument, I didn't say that. I just said we shouldn't have anointed them as the greatest team since Kentucky in 2012, which a lot of people were talking about.
Yeah, because they were 31-0.
Right, in the West Coast Conference.
Get
when you're in the
here,
West
man.
Coast Conference, no, seriously, like, tell me I'm wrong. When you're in that conference, your entire season is based on winning the national championship because literally nothing else matters because it is a dumpster fire of a conference.
I feel like we say this about the SEC every you two, guys, 3 years, right? Hey, man, who'd Alabama really play? Tennessee? Who? I'm shaking.
That's not true. You win the SEC, and that's a legitimate accomplishment. Like, Georgia Tech winning the ACC in basketball this year is a legitimate accomplishment, even though they only had to beat a couple of teams. Like, whatever. Florida State's a tournament team. The ACC, how many teams the ACC made the tournament?
Like
six?
Five or six.
Seven?
Yeah, it wasn't a great year.
Six?
I don't know. You
work
for the ACC Network.
Too,
you tell me, bro.
Yeah, they got bounced quick. It wasn't a great showing. But still, like,
Moses.
It's, Yeah. Hashtag free Moses, man. I'm done.
Yeah, you are done. We're going to talk golf. God. We're talking golf. Serber, welcome back to the show. This is what happens, man. Roddy's like, hey, man, I got takes. I want to do a Masters pool. No, you just wanted to tee off in Gonzaga for 20 minutes.
I told
minutes.
You. They were not mutually exclusive. Like, those two things went together.
You have poked the bear, and now it's time for the Masters pool pick'em. Here's the deal. Server's the defending champ. He gets the number one overall pick. We're going to go snake draft. I'll volunteer to go last. I don't care. It's not going to matter. I got my guys. I have studied this thing. I have been like, you know, what is it, Russell Crowe and A Beautiful Mind? I mean, I've just been crunching the numbers, all right? So who wants to go second? Who wants to go third? Server's going first.
Why don't I choose?
Go ahead.
I say Wayne go second because of what Roddy just did for like 20 minutes.
Unbelievable. I mean, just... just
let your haters be your motivators. Well, I'm about to run this thing.
Dude, you've been doing too much talk radio, man. You need to slow it down.
I'm at a disadvantage. I don't think my caffeine's even kicked in yet. I mean, holy cow. I'm pretty sure
Abraham Answer will still be available for you, Roddy, with your first overall pick. Don't worry.
Wayne's going to go all Pac-12 golfers
does. Hey, no, you don't have to worry about my Abraham Answer pick. Don't even worry about that because that's going to come.
Are we ready to dance?
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
First overall pick.
I'm pretty sure he won last week. I missed the end of the tournament, but Jordan Spieth.
Great pick.
Jordan Spieth has been on fire, and he finally won. So
Spieth Island is
going to
be a crowded place this week. Yep. Very crowded.
Nice job picking a guy that's won one tournament since 2017. Nice job.
But if you've been, you know what? I'm going to say this, though, Roddy. He has been sniffing. He has been sniffing victory in almost every tournament.
I need dubs.
He just needs to learn how to win. I get it. You guys, it's never enough.
He's Justin Spieth. He doesn't need to learn how to win. He needs to learn how to get out of his own way.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth, but...
Sorry. I told you he's not Justin Spieth.
All right, Wayne's pick.
Just to say, second pick was a guy that won a couple weeks ago and has fought through a little adversity this year for muttering some inappropriate content under his breath. I'm going to go with Justin Thomas.
Roll Tide.
Good pick.
Yeah, let's go Justin Thomas.
I think that's a little, that's a reach at number two overall, but I respect that.
A little bit.
No, he's not. He may be the best player in the world when he's on. I love the guy.
Okay. He has no shirt sponsor, by the way. He got dropped by Polo.
He did by Polo. You know what? Who wears Polo anymore? Come on.
Wow. All right,
guys. Get ready for the Christian Ponder
Polo,
pick here.
You know what, guys? I'm going with this guy simply because of the video that I saw yesterday of him swinging the hell out of that driver. Bryson DeChambeau. I heard all good about pick. Him last year. This is his year. Give me Bryson.
You guys
did you see VJ? Did you see VJ watching him?
Oh, yeah. VJ's
looking at him like, dude,
my back
is
breaking right now.
So I just want to clarify that you know, you guys have all made your first round picks, and the odds-on favorite to win the Masters for the second straight year is still on the board. I just want to confirm that, right?
Well, you just slandered the dude, so if you're going to go ahead and pick him, then sure.
Yeah, pick him. Yeah, go for it.
Like you just spent how long saying that he was the Gonzaga of golf and he can never win anything? So go ahead and pick the dude, Steven, after you literally just trashed him.
DJ, welcome aboard. I'm going to go back-to-back, but this one worries me because he's due to have a child this week. So I'm rolling the dice. This
Don't
is a calculated
it. Can't do it.
Risk. No, he already had it. The baby's already been born.
Baby's here?
Baby's here.
John Rahm, welcome aboard.
You're good. Yeah.
John Rahm. Yeah. Welcome.
That was a good pick.
You guys
are. Baby came.
You guys are
toast.
Yeah,
I saw the pictures.
You guys are toast. Roddy, back to you.
Sung JM. Give him to me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Give him to me.
Oh, my. Roddy, he's going to be around in like 10 minutes. Nobody wants Sung JM.
I don't know that. I don't have a pick for
a while. You and my mother-in-law. You're the only ones.
He doesn't understand.
Give him to me.
Oh, my God.
I am going with is it my pick now? Yeah, I didn't even know he was in the field.
He finished second last year.
He finished second last year.
It's okay.
He's also been playing really well.
I mean, I love Korean golf, bro. Nobody stands Korean golf more than me, but that's a reach. Wayne?
Is it? Yes. It's not a reach if you win.
Second round, that's a reach.
This is Mac Jones right here.
Oh, God.
Wayne. I feel like Roddy pointed it out earlier. Roddy pointed
out the tour and that statistic over his past 24 rounds, and that statistic strokes on the green.
Do you have pages of notes in front of you?
Yes, he
picks?
Does. He's a talk radio guy now. He's just reading and spewing takes.
I am choosing people who I enjoy watching play golf, and I don't think this guy's in top form right now, but I am going to pick Xander Schauffele.
Good pick.
Very good pick. I thought you were going to go Cantlay. I really were, because that guy...
You know what? I want to, but even in his interviews, if you watch him in master interviews, and I love you, Patrick, you're a Bruin, and you're my guy, right?
Brutal.
If you win, I will be very... By the way, who won? A Bruin won the major, the female major last week, the Anna, or whatever they call it, the one down in
Palm
Desert. Let's go. Yeah. I mean, come on. Bruins are on fire right now. But Patrick Cantlay, even in his interviews, he's slow. Dude, just hurry up. Speed it up. Get going. I mean, come on, Patrick. But he may be my next pick. You guys don't want him. I might take him.
Nobody wants that bum. Serber, you got two in a row here, back to back.
Known on this podcast as Bruce Pasternak, Brooks Koepka.
That's a risk.
That's a risk.
He's got injury issues.
He's got injury issues.
You just poo-pooed my Sung Jae Im pick, and you went Koepka.
Koepka has much better odds. I'm going to go with Rory McIlroy.
That's
good turn. I like Rory. I almost picked him.
Year. I mean, he's trying to win the career Grand Slam.
You know what the funny thing is, though? His wedge game. He misses so many.
I feel like Serber's just going through, like, who are the names? I'm going to take the names.
And Serber's got a better team than you do.
I do.
Because he's got three people, and I only have two.
You got to be able to putt at Augusta. You have to. All right. Here we go. Is it my pick again?
Yes.
My man Cantlay's still there, but I'm not sure.
Don't let us bully you here. I mean, you know, this
You're
is your team.
To, so here's the deal. Like, I've got two players that I love to watch.
Love them.
And then I've got a guy sitting here staring at me who just looks like a guy who's going to, like, cheat when he goes into the rough and, like, moves his ball. And he's just a
Because he has
player.
Before, yes.
You ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And then I got another guy here that hits the ball a mile but just doesn't seem to be able to win the big one.
Can't win it.
I don't know. Reed or Finau, I don't know. I'm gonna take a gamble here, and I'm gonna go with the guy that everybody loves to hate, and I'm gonna go with Patrick Reed.
Oh, no, God. Well, you just made it easy to root against you, Wayne.
I like your team until that pick. I was
trust me.
It.
No, I know that, and it's I don't know why I did it, but the guy can play.
Yeah,
he loves the adversity. He loves people booing him and talking trash, and I can't stand him, to be honest with you. So it's gonna be fun to watch.
Roddy.
Oh, man.
By the way, I'm pretty sure Mike Weir is still on the board.
You know, he won it once, man.
Yeah, he did.
I like guys with that sort of experience. Terrell Hatton actually did pretty well for me until that damn darkness thing got him last year. You know, that's the good thing. I don't have to pay attention to who tees off after 12 o'clock and their round's going to get canceled by freaking darkness.
Okay.
Give me Tony Finau.
That's good a good pick.
Finally.
That's a good pick.
That's a very good pick. I like that.
It'll be interesting to watch because that was what I was down to. I was down to Finau and Reed. So that'll be fun to watch to see which one of those has a good tournament.
See, here's the thing. I love European golf. I'm a big fan. Like, I root for the Euros and the Ryder Cup. They're more entertaining.
Rude.
They're better. They're just, you know, they're blue-collar guys unlike our Silver Spoon Americans who just show up and, you know, country clubbers.
Ridiculous.
So there are some Euros on here that I really like. But I'm going to go an Aussie. Cam Smith, phenomenal mustache. If you don't know who this guy is, he's Australian. He wears a flat bill hat. He finished tied for second with your boy Sung Jae last year.
Who are we talking about?
Cameron Smith. He's going off at 38-1. I like his odds. And Wayne, I'm going to steal him off the board for you. Colin Morikawa, Cal Bear, welcome aboard.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, he's young. He doesn't have the experience to win this tournament. He's going to struggle.
So my, oh yeah, okay, very good.
He's young.
My foursome has been completed. Roddy, please close out your weak team.
All right, give me Scotty Scheffler.
That's a joke, right?
So no, you know it's not. That actually is a sneaky good pick, Roddy, and he's on my board. He's had a great year,
bro. This ain't the waste management, okay?
No, but he's had a very good year, and he's a name that you need to start paying attention to. This guy has. I like him.
I
actually like the pick.
Look, when we're playing the Safeway Open, yeah,
he's on my board.
This is
Augusta
National, guys.
He's had a solid year. He's had a solid year.
He can putt.
Yeah, he's had a solid year.
Bro,
he's got the complete package.
You know that emoji where it's the dude throwing something into a trash can?
It's legit. I got
God.
So first off, I have DeChambeau, who was the favorite last year.
I love that.
Finau, who's a top 10 every year.
Half of your team is a dicey move.
Sung J.M. was second last year. Just because Scottie Scheffler and Sung J.M. are young doesn't mean they're dicey. These dudes can ball, and they're going to hit the hell out of golf ball this weekend. And I'm going to boat race all you got.
Okay, Wayne?
Boat race.
Is it my pick again?
Yes, it is, because Roddy ended it with Scottie frickin' Scheffler.
You're welcome.
I mean, there's some guys at the top of the odds to win board that are still out there.
I know. No one's taken my boy Cantlie yet, have they?
Because nobody likes him.
I know that, but I'm going to pick him.
There it is.
I'm going to go with Patrick. He's the highest ranked. It was between him and Daniel Berger, and I'm telling you that because I like Daniel Berger. I think he's actually a really good player.
Seminole.
Yeah, but I think Cantlie.
How do you know where all these dudes went to school, Stephen?
I host a show called College Sports Now. Maybe you've heard of it.
You guys cover golf?
We do today.
As we should. You know what's so funny is, and Stinking Hearts will always get so mad at me when I want to talk about the NFL. I'm like, where do all these college players go?
Right.
In the NFL, how often do you see a guy and you know exactly what college he played for?
That's I know where all these guys went to school, actually, except for Scottie Scheffler. I don't know where he went to school. And that's not a knock because I know it's a big school. He's just a young guy. I don't know it. And now I'm going to have to look it up because it's pissing me off. Scottie Scheffler, where'd you go to school? Texas. UT Austin. All right.
Come on. So he's got the bona fides, bro.
Yeah, he's a Spieth wannabe. All right, Serber, wrap it up, my man. Who you got?
I've got three guys who've been ranked as high as number one in the world. There was another guy who's been number one in the world, but I feel like he's too big of a risk. I think he's going to get cut, and that's Lee Westwood. So I'm going to go with a guy who's never let me down in this pool. He's been on both my teams, I think, so far. Let's make it three times.
Tiger Woods.
Hideki Matsuyama.
I knew that was coming. I thought about stealing Hideki from you. Serber, I got to be honest, man, in terms of just like – the name brand recognition, your first team. I mean,
I got three.
Spieth,
I got
Koepka,
I got
Rory, Hideki.
I got three former number ones and a former number two in Hideki. So
yeah, the
I feel
problem
good about
is
this.
You've got Koepka who's walking around on a bum wheel. He's been drinking HGH straight from the IV for 3 weeks. I mean, his
I'm a cycling fan and I know how well that shit works.
He's reading butts like a Power Ranger.
I
he can't bend his knee.
In.
Like I'm worried about him. It's a hilly track at Augusta National. All right, just for the listener here, this is radio, Theater of the Mind. Serber's got Spieth, Koepka, Rory, and Hideki. Wayne has JT, Xander, Patrick Reed, and Patrick Cantlay. Roddy has Bryson, Sung J.M., Tony Finau, and Steve Scheffler.
Scotty.
Whatever. I've got DJ, Rom, Cam Smith, and Colin Morikawa. All right, so here's the deal. We fought about this last year. If one of your guys misses the cut, you are out. You can't win this thing. Like, you can still have a nice weekend, but if one of your four misses the cut at Augusta, you're out of the running for winning
what
this.
What if all of us have someone that misses the cut?
Then we're all still in it.
Okay, so...
But I'm telling you right now, like, Roddy, if one of your guys misses the cut but Bryson wins the tournament.
Oh, I win.
You lose, sir.
No, I win.
No,
I win.
You have to make the cut. That
I feel
is
like
the
there should
first
be a point thing. System here.
No.
It's called make the cut, bro.
Make the cut.
You know
now,
what? I'll put together a point system.
Let's talk stakes. What are we playing for here?
I didn't get shit last time.
Well, this is different. This is a non-COVID pandemic.
Hey, let me tell you something
here.
We used to play for what we would – for, like, dinner when we went to the national championship game. Let's get back on that. Let's send Cookie and Roddy and the team to the Natty, and then we'll sit down, and whoever loses is going to buy dinner.
Where's the national championship in 2022? Where is it?
Where's the dinner?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it depends. It could be Popeyes if it's you, Roddy. Like, I mean, right.
It'd be Bohangles. What y'all want? Get a couple of Bo boxes.
Here's the thing. If you guys are going to the national championship game, it's on our dime. So we're paying for all your meals anyway.
It's at Lucas Oil.
I've never been to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. We need to make that happen.
Okay. All right. So winner gets a free meal of their choosing at Indianapolis for the for January 2022 Alabama-Clemson National Championship game. Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. And if you're in last place, if you finish dead last, if you finish dead last in the pool,
there's only four of us. It's not like dead last.
You have to go on social media and acknowledge that you're bad at the Masters Golf Pick'em in a tweet.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I cannot wait until you have to do that.
I have no shame. Like, I have no problem going on social media and saying something along those lines. You on the other hand, proud talk radio guy, rising star in the ATL. Like, that's going to be a fun moment for me when you have to acknowledge that both Sungjae Im and Stevie Scheffler missed the cut.
It's Scotty Scheffler. And he's been playing really well. He can putt the golf ball.
Yeah, that's great, bro. This ain't the Phoenix Open.
Yep. Is Georgia going to survive this time period in history, you guys?
I don't want to talk about this.
I'm just saying, man. It's getting – I mean, Georgia's under attack right now.
Yeah,
under
look who's running the state.
Georgia's – yeah.
Here's the thing.
That's a whole different podcast.
I didn't want to hit, you know, I just wondered if you guys were okay.
I'm doing fine because I think MLB made the right call. What worries me is what happens when everybody else starts throwing their names into the pot. By the way,
here's
the
question.
The Masters ain't moving, just so y'all know.
And neither's the SEC. But most of the state of Georgia.
Not so sure about that last one, Hot Rod.
Right.
Really?
I'm just kidding, you guys. I wasn't trying to poke anybody.
If the Southeastern Conference moves their game out of the state of Georgia, that'll get something done. I am not convinced. Based on the constituency that the Southeastern Conference represents, I'm not convinced that'll happen.
I'm not convinced that it's going to happen either, but I don't think it's not dead and it's not dead and buried. Like, Augusta National is not going to do a thing about this. The SEC, which has raised a stink about the flag, the former flag of Mississippi, I could see them saying, guys, we could very easily do this in Nashville.
They
raised such a
stink about it that they moved, the softball championships out of there?
They got the state of Mississippi to change their flag, among
other
things.
They did not get the state
among
of Mississippi
other
to change
things.
Their flag.
Softball's
the stance
that
the SEC
sport.
took years. The SEC was not holding conference championships in the state of Mississippi for years before they changed the flag. So the SEC had absolutely nothing to do with that.
Fun stuff. Who's your pick that's most likely to miss the cut?
Lee Westwood.
Yeah. That's why I didn't take him.
He is in the best form of his life. He likes Augusta National. No.
On your team, who are you stressing about the most?
Probably DJ because he's a fraud.
I think it's more Cower for you.
I mean, we know who it is on Roddy. It's half the team. Wayne, on you,
I think my guys are cut makers.
I think they are too.
I picked four guys that are almost like locks.
Serber, I'm very worried about Koepka's knee literally disintegrating.
I am too. He's talking about how he's going to have to read his putts with one leg sticking out.
He looks like a Power Ranger. Yeah. He looks like a Power Ranger. Here's the thing. The guy had a dislocated kneecap. He had surgery 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't supposed to play.
He shouldn't be playing.
No.
Anyway, guys, this is
fun. You know what happens.
This was fun. I enjoyed this until Wayne started asking about politics in the state of Georgia. Yeah. I was having a really good time.
Didn't North Carolina have some issues where they had to cancel some stuff too?
Yeah, they moved the NBA All-Star game.
What's going on with your states, guys? Come on, figure it out.
Wayne, you're a history teacher, so I don't need to explain this to you. The Southeast is about 75 years behind everybody else. Okay.
California is not exactly crushing it.
Do you guys want to know the last time Sungjae Im missed a cut? It was the tournament after the Masters last year. So, my dude's money.
Okay.
Steve Scheffler.
Steve Scheffler. Now everybody's going to be calling him Steve. Who's this Steve guy? Why can't I find him? I'm trying to Google him. Who's this Steve Scheffler guy?
Google Steve Scheffler. And he's going to win it. Oh, he missed the cut 2 weeks ago. Damn.
When I first started seeing Scheffler, I had to say, is that Scheffler or is it Schauffele? Their names look so familiar. It's like you see him on the leaderboard.
He's going to be fine.
Xander's a big game hunter, man. He's been quiet. This guy lays in the weeds for the majors.
I've been hearing about Xander Schauffele for 10 years. What has he ever done? Nothing.
It's about points. One of my guys is going to win, and the other guys just have to make the cut and have a good showing.
Wayne, how will you let your students participate in watching the Masters while in class Thursday?
Well, I should never say this out loud, but if there's any way of streaming like Amen Corner or anything like that, let's just put it this way. It's usually on the computer. What's interesting about the way things go this year, and the kids need to understand that. I mean, There's like when I married my wife, I said there's a few things that I have to be able to watch, and you know the Masters is on the list. It's like you just and by the way, you guys, I am turning 50 this year.
Whoa!
And my
when's your birthday?
My birthday is actually on the 13th. But the idea of
today,
the Masters, yes, the Masters is always around my birthday.
You want to meet up in Vegas? What do you think, man? I just got my second dose. I'm ready to rock.
Oh.
Yeah, me. Hey, you know what? Are we all vaccinated? Roddy, are you vaccinated?
I am half vaccinated. I get my second dose tomorrow.
All right. It's good. We'll be ready by the time the national championship rolls around. And then next year, since this show is going to be unbelievable, we probably need to do a four-day thing at the Masters.
I think we should.
We should probably do
especially
that.
If I win. Yeah. Don't worry, guys. I'll just make you pay for my pimento. No, I don't even like the pimento cheese sandwiches like that. The egg salad sandwiches, though, I'll bang with that.
Before we go, Wayne, Roddy, just remind everybody, like, where they – I mean, obviously they can find you on Twitter, but, like, what are y'all doing? What are you working on as we kind of get into the quote-unquote off-season? You doing anything for spring football, Wayne?
Yeah. You know, UCLA hasn't started yet, but it's coming, and we have some events coming up. I think I actually might get to go watch a practice or two, which is kind of exciting to get out and see some guys running around. And pretty excited, actually, about the Bruin team next year. They were close this year, and they've got everybody back almost. I mean, they lost two players. And bringing in some good recruits, big-time running back transfer from Michigan. Like, we got some things happening. I know people don't want to hear that, but I really do think, you know, UCLA was – Within a touchdown of every team they played last year, even in their losses, so they're right there.
Have you gotten over that USC game yet? Have you gotten over that yet?
No, you know what? The USC game was terrible, but the Stanford game was worse. We had 14-point lead with like nothing left, and they came back and beat us. So we got to figure out how to win like the basketball team did. But you know what I'm really doing right now? My youngest son is playing freshman baseball, and he's a pitcher. And so as a pitcher, you know, he's not always in the lineup, but when he does pitch, if anybody is a parent of a quarterback or a pitcher, it's just stressful. I mean, every time he goes to full count, I'm like, God, don't walk him. It is, if you've never done it, if you've never watched your kid pitch, especially at the high school level where, let's face it, a lot of the games are, you know, 10-9, you know, it's like they score runs, kids can hit. It's absolutely stressful. So tomorrow I will be sitting on a diamond. I think my son's probably going to get the start, and so I'll get worked up about that. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Bro, I'm coaching my kids under 6 soccer team right now. I know all about stress, okay? Trust me. We got a game. By the way, you know when they play games? It's once a week. You know when they're playing games? Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern time. You know what that's going to conflict with.
So when your kid's like standing in the corner, not chasing the ball, picking their nose, and you're trying to yell at him, like, dude, start running.
Actually, right now we're trying to get him to cry less when he's out there. That's kind of what we're going for right now. And that's only because he wants to score a goal every time he gets the ball, which I respect. Roddy, what are you working on, man? You're a busy guy. You're doing baseball. You're doing talk stuff. What you got?
Yeah, we got some. So I got spring game this weekend. That is Saturday at 1. I've got NC State. I've got Georgia Tech spring game at the end of the month. When they do that, I've got some Georgia Tech baseball coming up. I've also got some baseball on the network. Liberty, Virginia, that's at the end of the month on a Tuesday, I think. And then doing some fill-in stuff on talk radio, and then occasional pop-in on SiriusXM. So it is. It sounds like a lot. It's not really that much because all of it's kind of hit and miss or touch and go. But it's kept me fairly busy.
Freelance life, man. That's the good life.
Trying to hustle. Right. You know, IMG wouldn't employ me full time, so I got to hustle, man.
What do we have to do with any of this? What do you mean? None of us are employed full time in this game, except for Serber and I. We have stuff to do.
Yeah. That's exactly who I was talking to. You and Serber.
Look, when Scottie Scheffler cards a 7 on the first hole Thursday morning, you will be getting
a text. Shoot me your takes, and when Scottie Scheffler wins it, you thought my Gonzaga boasting was bad?
Oh, I will praise you. I will praise you if and when Scottie Scheffler gets fitted for a green jacket at Butler Cabin on Sunday night, okay? But it ain't going to happen.
What about Sung Jae Im?
Enjoyed it. I'd love to see Sung Jae Im win, man. First Korean golfer to win a – actually, that's not true. Y.E. Yang. I'll stop there. Let's do this again. NFL draft rolling around in a couple weeks. Maybe.
Let's go.
We need to talk. Yeah. We need to talk NFL draft. Come on.
Well,
we gotta do it.
Right now my team is posting.
Gotta get Wayne Zach Wilson takes.
Me and Roddy's team right now are posting gifs of what's his name, Will Ferrell, instead of, you know, being in the draft room trying to figure out who the next franchise quarterback is going to be. So we need to get our, and sorry, folks, we need to get our shit together before April 29th when we start drafting, okay? I can't have the Atlanta Falcons Twitter feed posting Will Ferrell gifs.
By the way, let's just tease this really quickly. You know how everybody now is running to their left and, like, throwing back across their body? I don't know about you, Roddy, but I'm pretty sure that every starting quarterback that I was around and played with, we could all do that.
Well, the thing that I am constantly going back to when I see those throws being made is, like, that's a bad throw. It's just
right, like
throw.
you teach not, like, to do that.
I'm telling people not to do that, and that's what we're showing off at Pro Day. Sure,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, we used to show off by rolling left, like a half roll left, and then from like one hash, and then throwing like a deep comeback out to the other side. Like that was, and like you never throw that. It was a show off throw. But here's what I'll say to tease this: when Zach Wilson did it, it was, who cares about? I didn't really care about the throw. I cared about the effortlessness of his arm talent. It just looks easy. It's Aaron Rodgers-esque. It just comes out of his hand so smooth and so natural. So if you want to learn anything about that play, it was just his arm talent. That's all. I mean, that's the best part about it.
The thing when people talk about Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, like, I get the comparisons between the two. And I'm not saying you're doing this, Wayne, but I get the comparisons between the two. Aaron Rodgers sat behind Brett Favre. He was the number 23 pick in the draft.
Absolutely.
And sat behind Brett Favre.
Yep.
You're taking and has had a chip on his shoulder ever since. Also been very good on Jeopardy. Zach Wilson's a dude who went to BYU, whose chip on the shoulder was not getting recruited to Utah, and you're going to anoint him as the number 2 pick in the draft and send him to the New York Jets.
Yeah, I don't want to hitch my wagon to a guy who got bossed by Coastal Carolina.
You guys, listen, if you study the draft, all these top picks, how many of them end up being successful?
I had
to listen. And by the way, running a 4.4, great. How many quarterbacks?
The quarterback
that runs a 5.3 is winning Super Bowls every other year.
Yeah, HGH.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much more to the position of quarterback. So, to your point, Roddy, he could end up being, you know, I mean, shoot, Ben Roethlisberger had a pretty good career. He came out of a school that
had a great career.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers was at Butte Junior College at one point, right? So, like, what makes you a successful NFL quarterback? We're guessing, and the smartest minds in the world that look at all these guys. To be honest with you, is Trevor Lawrence a surefire success in the NFL? He's not. And if you study the game, it's obvious that he's not. Now, he might be. Sorry, Serber. No, he might be. But if he goes to a bad team and he gets beat up, it's gonna be just like everybody. It's hard to play in the NFL if you're not. That's why the guy that goes to San Francisco right now is going to be the happiest guy in the world, because they're probably the closest.
My pushback on Trevor Lawrence is that there have only been like 4 guys that have been rated as highly as he coming out of college.
Right.
And all of those guys have ended up being really, really good. It's like Peyton Manning, John Elway, Andrew Luck, I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy.
Yep.
Trevor. Yep. He's going to be
all right. How many playoff games did Andrew Luck win? Just out of curiosity. Lord, I think it was like one.
The dude walked away at 29. Yes. He would have won a ton of them.
He did more
with bad talent.
Like, did you guys know that Trevor Lawrence's first name is William?
No one cares.
Oh, there we go.
Serber knew that.
No, I didn't.
I just pulled up Dane Brugler's draft guide, and that's the first thing. Trevor Lawrence.
So is the fact that people are is the team that gets Penei Sewell gonna be just going, this is awesome, everybody's taking, because I say a left tackle like that might be as sure of a draft pick as there is.
I was bummed my Dolphins traded back. I really thought. And now we got a bunch of first-round picks and second-round picks out of the deal with the Niners, but I really wanted Penei Sewell protecting.
You can still get him at 6. I would be willing to bet he's there at 6.
Yep.
I thought the Dolphins traded back to 12, did they not?
Yeah, and then they moved up, and they traded with Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, with Philly. That's right, yeah. He might be. We'll see.
Gentlemen, I got to go to work.
All right. This is fun, Wayne.
I'd rather do this. I would rather do this, but I got to go try to challenge the youth of America to get better.
Do it, buddy. Do it. We'll let you go. Roddy, thank you. Serber,
thank you. Guys.
Wayne, always a pleasure. Best of luck to your team at Augusta.
And your son's team.
This is gonna be fun, man. I can't. Let's get it. Hey, by the way, send me everybody's picks.
I did. I already texted it to you in the group, man. Don't worry. Perfect. I got you. I even wrote it in my trusty green pen because it's Masters week.
JT's gonna win. Good luck, you guys.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Roddy.
Yep.
It's been a pleasure, and
always is.
Stick to football takes because your Gonzaga stuff. It really.
Look, the ACC Network had an open pool for anybody who wanted to jump in for their March Madness.
Yeah.
And I came in second, so nobody can tell me anything. And that's above every single one of the
basketball. How many people got in this? Like six?
About 600.
Okay.
No, it was a bunch.
Please.
You want me to look at it?
So you're patting yourself on the back for picking Gonzaga?
No, I'm just saying. No, what I'm saying is, like, you maybe my takes are bad in basketball, but the results are good. So there you go.
The body of work is one NCAA tournament, bro.
A very important one.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We didn't even have one last year, Steven, so don't take this for granted. This could be the last one we ever had. You don't know.
You're right. I don't know. None of us do. Stay safe out there, kids. We're going to drop some basketball stuff maybe later this week with Norlander if he ever resurfaces after his trip home from Indy. Roddy, enjoy the weekend, okay? And I can't wait for the group text thread. It will get spicy. Serber?
I'm excited to watch the Masters.
I'm sorry that you had to sit through this for 45 minutes, Serber. I am. I really am. Especially, you know, the Gonzaga takes, because you and I are big Gonzaga fans, and I know that hurts. Still.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.